In life, we have many choices. This one is about breaking religious boundaries.
What made you want to switch religions?
What made me want to switch religions, believe it or not, this is probably really crazy, but a video game got me into it.
Really? A video game? What was this video game, anyway?
Okami. It's a video game for the Wii. It's based on the sun goddess going down to the earth and pretty much saving the world. It takes place in Japan, in a place called Nippon, which is in Japanese mythology. I can't remember what it is. Actually, no. Nippon is Japan, basically. And I read up about it in the instruction manual that it was based on Shinto mythology and whatnot. And I thought, you know, this is interesting. I might have to look into this. So, I think what drove me to change religions is that my family is like all Christians, especially my grandmother. She is very, very hardcore Christian, whatever that means.
You mean Orthodox?
Orthodox, thank you. she usually whacks me over the head with the Bible scripture sometimes. She's good. She's got like oil in the back, holy oil, holy water, I'm not sure what it's called. Crosses, pictures of Jesus and stuff like that. She's very Orthodox Christian. And she, when I was younger, she always told me to read the scriptures. She took me to Christian plays about Christmas and how God got the keys from hell and whatnot. But one day, we were in a home for seniors, I think it was. Either that or it was like another sort of church-related thing. And we got in the car, and I remember asking my grandmother, if there's only one God, what does God think about those other religions? And she turns to me and says, what? And I explain, like there's other religions out there, like Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, lots of other religions out there. And I asked, like, what does God think about the other gods? What happens if someone were to leave Christianity and go to, like, maybe Hinduism or Buddhism or something like that? I didn't say that. I didn't say it, like, in such detail, because, well, I was 12 or 11 or something. I didn't really know what detail was. And she looked at me and she said, well, those are false gods. You don't believe in those gods. You only believe in one God. You believe in the holy name of Jesus Christ. I got it. But in my head, I'm just like, well, if that's the case, then does that mean everyone goes to hell in the world?
So I take it they didn't like it that you decided, or did you just not tell them that?
I never told them. I didn't tell them yet.
Yet? How long have you been Shinto?
Shinto? I've been like this for about three years.
So you just keep that a secret from them?
Yeah,
kind of pushing it back in the closet?
Yeah, I'm pushing it back in the closet until maybe I turn 18. When I walk out that house, I'm going to be like, Mom, Dad, I'm not Christian anymore. And I'm just going to walk out that house like a man.
That seems like a very good way to go.
Probably not before getting hit by a spoon on the way out. Possibly. But, yeah, when she said that, I was confused. And, well, it just didn't seem right. Like, unlike my grandmother, she's a very closed-minded person, and I'm pretty open-minded about things. I don't prejudice, I don't judge other people because of their religion and whatnot, and I just don't really care for any sort of religious arguments. So, after I got Okami, played through it, liked the game, forever became a fan of it, looked into the instruction manual, looked up Shinto, I said to myself, you know what? I think this religion is better off for me because Shintoism doesn't have any it doesn't have any scriptures. It has no rules. It doesn't have a, if you do this, this will happen to you. Keep doing this and you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to hell. Basically, so, it doesn't have that. Basically, you set your own rules. You set your own rules. You figure out right from wrong. Basically, it's sort of like karma. Do one thing, do something good, and something good will happen. Or do something bad will happen. And I think that religion was good for me because, well, I'm not a closed-minded person.
So, basically, your religion doesn't have any rules.
It has no rules. It's a, what's multiple gods? Poly? Mono?
Polytheism.
Yeah, it's a polytheist religion, and its central god is Omikami Amaterasu, which is the sun goddess, and there's like a whole bunch of mythology, like Susanoo, Izanami, Izanagi. There's a whole bunch of mythology that follows the religion, and I find it interesting at how these stories were written, how the pictures were interpreted. The art is just amazing. It's stunning. I liked it.
So you would admit that a game changed your religion?
I admit. I have no shame.
You regret nothing?
I regret nothing.
You will regret getting hit now with a wooden spoon, though, won't you?
If they ask, I swear it's not even going to be a wooden spoon. It's going to be a metal pan or something. But, yeah, I haven't told my parents about it yet. I have, like, hinted at them. I always wondered what my mom or dad would think if, you know, I looked into different religions. I asked my dad about what he thought about religion because he's not very open about it. He doesn't talk about it much. And I don't think he likes going to churches.
I mean, don't know many people who do.
I mean, when we went to my grandmom's church one day, after like, what, 15, 20 minutes of staying there, my dad said that we're leaving. And afterwards he told my mom, he was like, it's way too, like, crazy, it's too much. People screaming, shouting this, thank you, Jesus, thank you, oh, Lord, Jesus. I'm sorry the Christians are listening to this. But when I asked Dad, he said it had to be more, he leaned more towards spirituality. Like Shinto, it's setting your own rules. He believes that there is possibly someone out there, but he's only watching down on us, watching us make our own rules, and, you know.
Basically watching us fail.
I'd say he believes in fate. I think fate is like this person who pretty much writes everything that we do, like this interview right now. It's Friday kind of soon. All right. But but otherwise, Dad, he doesn't really follow any religious rules or anything. He just goes with what he thinks is right, what's right from wrong, wrong from right. With my mother, she's sort of leaning towards spirituality, but she still keeps that concept that there's a God and there's a Jesus Christ.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit?
Pretty much. And I'm fine with that. It's my mom. But I don't know how they would react if I changed religions. My dad wouldn't care if I'd change religions or anything. My mom, I'm not so sure. But my grandmother, she would most definitely do her, like, extreme hardest to get me back into believing that there is a God. She probably thinks, like, some demon or the devil had possessed me to change religions. I mean, it's what I think.
So you admit to being really happy with your new religion?
I'm very happy.
What is your religion?
I am mostly a Wiccan, but I am also an atheist. For those that don't know, Wiccan is, Wicca is a religion based on nature. And, we pretty much have our idea of a goddess, which is the entire makeup of the planet Earth. The five elements that we, worship are earth, air, water, fire, and spirit, which we think make up the entire universe. even though science disproves this, it's basically a gist of everything comes from nature. Honestly, I don't have a particular deity like a lot of Wiccans actually have. They will personify the goddess as a woman, or some of them will use a god. But I particularly just don't see any human. I see the earth. I don't believe in a god.
So, how did your parents react to this?
Well, my parents are Episcopalian or Episcopal or something, I don't know. But,
Protestant?
No, some kind of Pisco, whatever. But, but yeah, so that's how little I know about it. But, we weren't necessarily a very Christian family when I was young and growing up. I did go to CCD in second grade for, like, and I didn't even know, like, they didn't teach us anything. I didn't even know that God and Jesus were two different people until I was, like, 12. I was baptized Christian or whatever, and so my mom just kind of figured, she went through a phase like this when she was about my age, so she just kind of figured, oh, it's just a phase, she'll grow out of it, you know, she's just gonna explore it, and then she'll come back to Christianity or whatever, and I don't see that happening, because I've been this way since about 8th grade, and I'm not going to change it.
So, basically, what's gonna happen when you get older? You're just gonna stay this way?
I like the belief system that I've created for myself. I've taken it from not just Wicca, but from other beliefs as I learn about them. Otherwise, I don't know. I believe what I believe, and I don't feel like I'm going to change it anytime soon, because that's just me.
So,
I learned about Wicca through my brother. He didn't exactly turn me on to it, but he told me a basic idea of what it was, and then I went on the internet and I looked it up.
Everybody learns something on the internet.
Oh, of course. Everyone learns stuff from the internet. It's just a powerful tool. You know what? That is God. Internet should be God. But yeah. So I looked it up on the internet, and I found all these really cool sites about it, and I learned a lot about it. I also went into the school library, actually in freshman year in high school, and I found a really good book about it, and it actually, it gave me a nice different perspective than I had thought before, and it's actually become a pretty powerful belief for me.
In short, crossing boundaries can be hard, but thanks to my two friends, Phoenix and April, I now have a story that I'm glad to share with you. Thank you for listening.